in Jesus' name. Again, so excited in the Lord. Thankful for the power of your might. Oh God, we cannot keep still. Thank you, Lord, to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Lord, thank you again that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And Lord, as we praise you for the freedom, the liberty. Oh, where there is no law, there is no sin. Lord, thank you for the finished work. Thank you, Lord, that you nailed it to the cross. God, let us now, sons of God, enjoy our liberty. Enjoy the inheritance. Enjoy the sonship. Enjoy, hallelujah, that we are heirs and called to joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you again for the assurance of faith, the power in the blood. Thank you, God, that we look at nothing but the mercy seat, God. It's all because of the grace of God that is with us. Thank you, God, you give us more grace. Thank you, God, you've given us all grace. And Lord, may we just grow up, hallelujah, in all things in the grace of God. And we give you the praise, the glory, hallelujah. Thank you how you bless us, Lord, with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Someday I'm going to open my eyes and see him. Praise his name. Go ahead and open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4. Get some encouragement here today. And I thank God we, again, the Spirit just having rain here this morning. And Brother Duane praying and we're in accordance. Praise the Lord. God, increase our faith. Now, Hebrews 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. And I really want to focus on this today. The Lord has, again, given us power in this encouragement this morning. The word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So you see, it's very clear. They heard it, but they did not hearken. They heard, but they did not listen with the heart and believe. As the word of God says, with the mouth we confess, and with the heart, praise God, we believe. Now, understand this very clearly, brothers and sisters. We are not them. Thank you, Jesus. We're not them. And I'm speaking of that we are believers. By the grace of God, we have faith. Amen? And praise God, we know that we have faith because the life that now lives in us lives by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and died for me. Praise God. Amen? We know these things. We have that full assurance of understanding that our life lives by faith and we are not them. We have God's very rest. Amen. We have God's very rest. I don't just have rest. I have God's rest. We'll get to that in just a second, but I'm hoping that we're already there. But the Word of God will encourage us here in a moment. If we're not there, get there. Because we do have God's very rest. It's been given to us. But brothers and sisters, even though we are not of them, God forbid, we sure can act like them when we don't believe. Now let's read verses 9 through 11 of this fourth chapter. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of belief. Now, this is very clear, brothers and sisters. The labor is to rest. Isn't that something? That's completely opposite of man, isn't it? But again, now we're getting to God's ways aren't man's ways. But the labor is to rest. And it tells us here that we are to cease from our own works and we will enter into rest. The labor, brothers and sisters, is the fight and the good fight of faith. To hold the grace of God. To just lay hold of the grace of God and believe. Amen. It's been given. The word of the Lord is true. I believe that we go through every one of these pews here this morning, and there wouldn't be a one that wouldn't say, oh, the word of God is true. Are his promises just sometime? No, they're forever. Praise God. They're now. Hallelujah. His promises are yea and amen. They don't vary. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. And Jesus, help my unbelief. Let me believe the word of God. Let me see this immense love that you have given me. That even when I face things that are causing me to fear, to tremble, to doubt, to be confused, that I can say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. That's our life, brothers and sisters. That's our family. That's the blood, hallelujah, of the Lamb, praise God, that's poured all over us. Thank you, Lord. And I rejoice in that. And that is the labor, brothers and sisters, is to lay hold of the grace and believe in God's unconditional love to us. That it's all been freely given. He's not holding anything back. He's given it all to us. Nothing of him is merited. Imputed freely by the blood of the Lamb. You've got it all. You have it all. You have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Everything that I have just said by the grace of God is the word of the Lord. Again, so against religious thoughts, so against man's manipulation. And that's exactly what man has done in religion, in organization, is to try to manipulate through guilt and fear. Absolutely. God don't work that way. He works in one way. He's love. He loves you. He's going to motivate you with love. He's going to keep loving you. He never stops loving you. It's not a second chance or a third chance. He just loves you. Get over chances. He just adores you. We were rejoicing on Friday night. He's encompassed me with the shield of his favor. I'm shielded in his favor. I walk around in his favor. Even when I am doing the things that I wish I would not do, I'm still shielded in the favor of God. If I was not shielded in that favor, I'd be dead. I'm just a step between me and death. But I know who controls it all. I know who's got that ugly devil on a chain. And I thank God, hallelujah, that I am believing him more and more every day. Now, here we go. Sure, we must hear. Sure, we must hear. But listening treasures the message. Listening effectually touches the heart and changes us from glory to glory. Listening lets God. Yes, it does. Not just hearing. Listening. Listening lets the word of God effectually work in you. When you begin to listen to the scriptures and not listen to anything of the world's chatter, but listen to the scriptures, it works effectually in you. It's a conduit that just keeps pouring in. It's a flood. Hallelujah. This is truth. Everything else is a lie. Amen. I don't get tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. I've just got that one feeding of strong meat. And in large steps all the way into the midst of the throne glory with him. Now, brothers and sisters, it's just like growing up. I heard my dad over and over and over and over and over and over. And you ask my brothers and sisters, he said it over and over. Good fathers say it over and over. And it doesn't vary and it doesn't change. But in my natural daddy, he said things over and over. And I heard it, but one day I began to listen. I began to listen. And it touched me. And it changed me. And it changed me because I listened. And it changed me because it began to mature. It began to put away the childish things and begin to see the benefit, that heritage, those things that God had allowed my dad to plant into my life and my mom as well too. That I wasn't just any longer occupying space in a room, but I was engaged in heart to hear the instruction of all of that wisdom and all of that love. It got a hold of me. And I said, I want that. And before I said, I want that, I broke down and I said, oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate my dad because he never stopped telling me. He didn't just stop because I wasn't behaving. He even kept on stronger when I was ornery. Now, God help us, brothers and sisters. You know, I counsel a lot of couples. And you know, they love each other. And they really do. And I thank God they love each other. They tell me they hear one another, but they come in and I say, you ain't listening to one another. No, you're not. See, I'm talking about listening to the need. Listening to someone, and we're all guilty of it because we hear, but we're not engaged. Engaged is listening to the need of a heart. Listening doesn't necessarily mean that I'm there for any opinion. I want to perceive, I want to know the need of that heart. I've been guilty of it many times because I think I'm a quick listener. No, you just need to be quick to hear and stay in hearing and be slow to speak because you're going to figure out you don't know anything, but God knows everything. But I'll tell you, the thing is that God help us to be still and to not, again, just hear, but to listen, listen, understand. And I thank the Lord truly for my wife. She has stopped me many times. Honey, you have to listen, listen. And oftentimes I say, yeah, but they're not speaking truth. They're not, again, they're out of, no, listen to it. Listen, and then God will give you the response of what needs to be said. We just kind of close it up there and all feel bad, huh? But now, but God. How much more so with our Father? Amen? How much more so with the word of His grace? We must listen to His voice. And listening, again, is to know the heart of God. Isn't that wonderful? That was David. David was the man after who? God's own heart. He wanted to know the heart of God. He didn't want to know the heart of David. He wanted to know one heart. And that was the heart of God. And God is love. He wanted to know the ways of God. You know, it's just like there was sweet Moses. You know, the people wanted to see the acts of God. They knew how God could move. But Moses, he said, I want to know the ways of you, Lord. I want to know your heart. I want to know the intent. You understand that? See, everybody's looking for what we think of as miracles, the evidence of what we're going to see. We need to understand the heart of God and what He wants to perform, what He wants to finish. And oftentimes, I'm going to say not just oftentimes, every time, it's going to come through great trial. It's going to come through great suffering. It's going to come through heartache. It's going to come through failure. Amazing that Pastor talks about that over and over because I embrace it so sweetly, more and more all the time. My shortcomings is God's overcomings. It's so marvelous to watch Him do that in my life over and over and over. And if He didn't take me to my shortcoming over and over and over, I wouldn't be overcoming over and over and over all the time. Isn't that wonderful? See, people, we look at ourselves and look at one another, oh, you got to be perfect. I'll tell you what. I'm perfect in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And he's perfecting me to grow up. That's the completion of this wonderful walk, is to grow up into him in all things. And how I grow up into him in all things, I'll tell you, is to understand that without him, I can do nothing. Nothing. The faith like a child needs to just increase in my life. The dependency upon the word of God and the love of God and the power of his might to draw me. Amen? To understand that all of these things, as Brother Paul said, I glory in my infirmities. I mean, you really should have that written right there. The first thing you see every day you wake up, I glory in my infirmities. It's the complete oxymoron of what man wants to teach you. Here, let's go post on, I'm a good person. I'm, you know, all this. No, I'm not. I'm not. But he is. And I thank the Lord that as I understand who I am and who he is and the glory of him and allowing him to shine forth, oh, hallelujah, he becomes altogether lovely in me. Thank you, Jesus. He is so beautiful, isn't he? You ever just kind of, dude, look in the mirror and get past you and begin to see the eyes of the Lamb of God? Say, oh, thank you, Lord, that you live in me. Thank you, God, that I know that your Son lives here. That I'm a temple of the Lord's. That I'm yours. I'm nobody else's. Praise the Lord. I have some good times with Jesus. How about you? Huh? All right. So, we need to know the heart of him. We need to know and hear his voice. But as the word of God says, not hearers only, but doers. Amen? And see, the doers is the listening. Once again, because we just read, God isn't switching this up on us. The rest, the labor, hallelujah, is to believe the Lord. The labor is to embrace his grace, hallelujah, to have faith, to have complete rest in the Lord. So that is truly not just hearers only, but doers of the word of God. That's the listening. See, when I listen to the word of God, it comes into my heart. And you know what happens? It's the transformation of transformations. He begins to will and to do of his good pleasure in my life. It's amazing. Isn't it wonderful? I love that. That's sincere. Oh, glory to God. And it is true. And what happens, brothers and sisters, is you see that that lie that might be plaguing your life different ways, that's just a lie. That's not who I am in Christ. It's not. And I begin to become bold in the life that lives in me. I begin to walk in that boldness. And I don't have to walk in fear. I walk in reverence to him. I believe in that life that lives in me. I believe in the power of Christ. I do believe, hallelujah, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's from the inside out. Did you get that? From the inside out. From the outside in is just me. I don't want any flesh. I want that believing heart. Praise God. That's the catalyst of it all. The word of his grace getting into my heart. I believe the Lord. Hallelujah. And the effectual power of the word of God begins to take hold. Amen? Oh, you know that, do you? Praise God, you do. Because if you do know that, hallelujah, you know Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's it. And that's what it is. Hallelujah. So now, brothers and sisters, when we do listen to him, the word begins to live in our lives. It lives more. It moves us and it causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. But by the grace of God, may we only hear him and only listen to him. Because what begins to happen is we begin quickly to listen to other people. Learn to listen to only his voice. Because see, when I'm talking about listening to others, I'm speaking of others that are not speaking to us the mind of the Lord. Yes. And they can be very close to you. They could even be brothers and sisters in Christ, brothers and sisters. I want to hear only the word of the Lord. I want our fellowship to be in what? The gospel of Christ. Amen. I want to assemble ourselves, hallelujah, and gather in that gospel. I want to settle down and dwell together in him and in love. And I know that that's the word of the Lord. See, we know when we start to listen to others where that gets us. It gets us in the same place that Israel was taken to. Israel was again led, and I'll even say, by a prophet that wasn't listening to God. He was listening to money. He wanted to be paid and different things. But they listened to false words that told them to go down and intermingle and marry into the heathen. And God sent them a plague. It was just like poor King Solomon. There he was, so mighty in understanding and love of the Lord. One of the first of the brethren I always loved that lifted his hands to praise God. But the Lord warned him, just like he'd warned his people. You're mine. I'm a jealous God. I love you with a godly jealousy. I'm not here to share you. See, we get so caught up on our daily little this and that. And did I trust God? Did I whatever? He wants you in love with the word of the Lord. He wants you in love with the word of God. He wants you in love with what he says. And what happened was that those, again, wives and concubines of Solomon, they turned his heart. He began to compromise. And by listening to others, it cost him God's very best. What a sad way to end a life that would be said of me that my heart was not perfect towards God as my father David. Amen. When it's all there, praise God. When the evidence of what God was after was all there in David's life. He wasn't looking for what man looks on the outside, a perfect man. He was looking at the heart. He wanted a heart that was perfect, complete, and absolute on fire for the word of his grace. One that wanted the whole counsel of God, not just bits and pieces of it, but wanted it for him, his household, and for the people. Praise God. See, the Lord knows his word. And he knows that his word, praise God, that's what will change you from glory to glory. We get so caught up in our actions. God wants faith. God wants faith. He'll take care of the action. He wants believing, praise God, and that will take care of your walk. We begin to try to walk and to go on without believing the Lord. You're going to wind up in a hole. You're going to try to work something out in your life, and I'm going to get this done in my goodness or man's philosophy, and it's going to be destruction. I need the word of the Lord. I need the word of his grace. I need to just be feeding on this and getting down on my knees and feeding and on my knees and on my knees and feeding. And I'll tell you what, there'll be power. There'll be glory. There'll be transformation. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in my wife's life. I've seen it in my kids' lives. I've seen it in your life. Hallelujah. And that's the evidence of it. Praise be to God, the simplicity. As Paul said, Timothy, preach the word. There ain't no other doctrine. There is not any other gospel but my gospel. If any man comes by here, if any angel comes, if I come again and say, oh, I've got something new, let me be accursed. Get me out of here, because there is no other gospel. Wow. I love our unchanging God. I love the word of his grace. Brothers and sisters, now, listening to others, I'll tell you what, that's not the only thing that can lead us astray. We've got to hit this home. The worst culprit is when we listen to ourselves. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're not immune from this, dirty self. You think once again that we can give ourselves advice, that somehow in our own life we can devise our own way or our own path. I ask you this. Ask Jonah how that worked out for him in the belly of a fish. Go ask Lot when he made the decision. Oh, Sodom and Gomorrah is a fine place to raise a family. Are you crazy? Are you nuts? You just led them right into a furnace. You led them right into the heart of the devil. Huh? That's the only thing that your mind can devise, is a path of destruction and a path of death. Here is life, and here is life more abundantly. And there's none other. There is no other. And yes, I'm thankful to God. We hear it over and over. And I pray that you hear it every day if you're listening. If you're listening to him. Because there's nothing else. And we know his voice, don't we, sheep? And we hear his voice, don't we, sheep? Praise God. But sheep, let's love his voice. Let's fall in love with his voice. The voice of that lover. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. See, we listen to ourselves, brothers and sisters. We'll always direct ourselves wrong. See, I'll give you some of the signs of what happens when you begin to listen to yourself. You begin to get proud. You begin to get haughty. You listen to yourself. You'll begin to separate yourself from the things of God, from the people of God, and from the word of God. Oh yes, that's evidence. You'll begin to become fearful. You begin to listen to yourself, you become bitter. You begin to listen to yourself, you become angry. You begin to listen to yourself, you will live in denial. You begin to listen to yourself, you'll be in a place of rebellion. God help us. God help me. It couldn't be any more straightforward. Praise be to God. We're at the time of the coming of the Lord. We don't have time. It's just time not to get ready. It's truly time to be ready. And thank you, Jesus. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Notice again, it's emphasizing that Spirit, that love shed abroad Spirit, that Holy Ghost depth. As the word of the Lord said, I gave him to you to be guided into all truth. Yea, the deep things of God by my Spirit. Amen. The abounding hope of the coming of the Lord by the Holy Ghost. It all goes there, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Because that's what he gave us at Pentecost. That's what he gave to us, hallelujah, to prepare us and to get us ready for a bridegroom. Amen. I'm not just waiting for the bus to come. You know, well, somebody's going to pick me up. I'm waiting for my lover. And I'm getting there early. I'm dressed and ready to go. Hallelujah. I don't need to get any more ready. I want to be ready. Praise be to God and only found in his righteousness. Amen. Oh, amen. All right, let's close this up. Even the Shulamite in the Song of Solomon, she would have never won the bridegroom if she had been listening to her friends. See, her friends, and they were Christian friends in a sense, to think of it that way. You know what they told her? They told her that she was too serious. They told her she was too devoted. They told her, oh honey, you need to back off just a little bit. You need to get some other loves in your life. I'm going to ask you right now, do you have Christian friends like that? I'm sure you do, because it's going to be the same way. You're going to have to go on. And they're going to ridicule. And they're going to despise. And they're going to tell you, oh, you think you're better than us. They're going to tell you lots of things. But remember this, we're not wrestling flesh and blood. That's just what the enemy wants to tell you. Don't get mad at them. First of all, pray for you that your heart is right, and then pray for them. But you need to be going on and not back off. And you need to, by the grace of God, have a heart attitude that, Lord, I'm so thankful to God, I'm smitten with Paul's gospel, and I don't want to hear anything else. By the grace of God, I'm thankful that if I can come in here and people would say, oh, he just preached more about the bride of Christ. Thank you, Lord. He's back off on Paul's gospel again. Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine he don't want to talk about anything else? Well, praise be to God. And if I ever do, God remove me from here. That's it. It's the mark. It's the mark. It's specific for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I love how the Lord even encouraged Paul to say, you know, I didn't come out to baptize. Sure, I've been made all things to all men, and I'm going to preach that word. Hallelujah. And it'll save some. That's a wonderful thing. But that gold, silver, and precious stone that the Lord's after right now, the church age, the bride, that people for his name's sake, how could I not preach those things and speak those things which I have seen and heard? Amen. Oh, thank you, God. Well, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. It not only was her friends, it finally came down to her. You think about that Shulamite. Even her thoughts again would have destroyed her. When she started out in that bridal truth, when he began to propose to her, think about her first responses and reactions. You know how that can be. We can be so euphoric, but then we begin to look back at us again. And first off, she thought she wasn't worthy. Oh, I'm black but comely. There was just so many things that were going on in her heart and different things of, well, Lord, I'm not good enough. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm too sinful. But even after she overcame that by the grace of God, then the fight came to be that I would only be found in his righteousness. That there wasn't anything else to be clothed upon, but again, what the Spirit had given. I think about how the Lord was at the door, that his hand was on that doorknob. And just for the moment, she thought, well, I got to ready myself. I've got to take just a bit of time to ready me. Brothers and sisters, take this. I know we've heard that many, many times. But in Jesus' name, may something happen even more to transform you from glory to glory this moment to understand and really receive that. That as Brother Paul said, that I would only be found in his righteousness. The very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That there would nothing be of me that stinking self-righteousness in any way to, again, just to abuse or demise or, again, to not give all glory and praise to the magnificence of the blood of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, all instruction for life, all the instruction for life, is in the sincerity of this word. Know it, that it'll never fail you. It'll never confuse you. It'll never come up short. It'll never deceive you. The word of the Lord will only give you one thing. It'll give you power. It'll give you love. It'll give you a sound mind. It'll give you, praise God, the peace that passes all understanding, giving you the very rest of God. And thank you, Jesus, as I think so sweetly this week about the homegoing of sweet Brother Hill. Almost 12 years to the day. Son, put your confidence in God. Put your confidence in the word of his grace. Be patient. Wait. Believe. And praise God, it'll come to pass. Jesus. 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 Shadi. Oh, Jesus.
Thus saith the Lord. Abraham believed, and God counted it righteous.
Amen.
Believe and understand. Believe as it is written.
Yes,
Jesus. Have the faith of God.
Yes. In Jesus' name. Oh, amen. Father, thank you in Jesus' name, Lord. Truly, your word received increases our faith. Thank you, Lord, that we can have this confidence, complete confidence, in this wonderful word of your grace. Help us to believe. Help us to walk in it, Lord, knowing it's all because of the grace of God. All grace and grace for grace that is with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.